Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 6, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Hamadlik es hagadish. If a person lights a fire, and the fire goes into his friend's property, and it burns a large pile of wheat. Vayu by Kalim. And in that pile were vessels that were hidden inside of this large pile. Vidalku. And they were consumed by the fire. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yishalim Masha B'Soicha, you have to pay even for the stuff that was inside of the gadish, inside of the pile of grain. The Chacham say you only pay for the gadish, you only pay for the actual pile of grain, of wheat or of barley. Now even the Chacham agree that while you don't pay for the vessels that are hidden inside of it, because the Chacham hold that Taman, something that's hidden, your potter, you're not obligated to pay for it. But they do say that you have to pay for the space where those vessels would have been, the rake, the shovel, or whatever it would have possibly been. So you pay for the entire gadish, for the entire pile of grain. Let's say there was a goat that was tied to the pile of wheat. So now when the fire comes, it can't escape. And there was also a servant nearby. He wasn't bound, he wasn't tied. And they all get burnt by the fire. Chayiv, he's liable to pay for the pile of wheat and for the gedi, for the poor goat that couldn't run away. But he's not liable to pay for the eved, for the servant, because the eved should have ran away. However, says the Mishnah, Eved Kafos Lai, let's say you had a situation where you had an Eved, a servant, that was tied, so he was not able to escape from a fire, Ugedi Samach Lai, and there was a goat that was nearby, Vinisraf Imai, and they all were consumed by the fire, Pater, says the Mishnah, you're not liable for anything. Why is that? Because since he's liable for burning the Eved, Halacha is that we say something called kamle bidiravimine, which means to say when there's multiple punishments, we only give the strictest of the punishments. So since he gets death for the death of the eved, of the servant, therefore he's pater from tashlumim, he doesn't have to pay anything alongside. Rabbi Huda, the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Huda, b'madlik esabira, that if a person lights his friend's house on fire, shu misham kol shamasha b'soicha, that you pay everything, that all the contents that are inside of the house, because it's the norm for people to keep vessels and all kinds of different things within their house. It means to say, even though the Chacham usually say that Tamun is Pater, if you have something that's hidden inside of and it's burnt, your Pater, but not when you have stuff inside of a house, because since it's the norm, you're not liable. It says you are liable, so there's no exemption. It says the Mishnah, Vav Mishnah 6, gets, if let's say you have a spark, so yotza mitachas apatish, that goes out from beneath the hammer of the blacksmith, v'hizik, and that spark flies, and it damages, for example, it ignites a large pile of pishtan, of flax. Says the Mishnah, chayav, a person is liable in that situation. Says the Mishnah, gamol shayaton pishtan, if you have a camel that was carrying flax, v'avar bishus harabim, and it passes in public property, v'nichnusa pishtan l'seicha chanos, and because it's such a large, big bundle of flax, some of it, while it's on the gamel, on the camel, it enters into the store, v'dolka b'nerisho chanvani, and it catches fire by the lamp of the chanvani of the storekeeper, v'hidlik esabira, and now that pishtan, that flax, catches on fire and it burns the entire store, bala gamel chayiv, the owner of the camel is liable, because he had such an large, uncontrolled mass of pishtan, of flax, on the back of his camel. Heinia chanvani neirim b'machutz. If let's say the chenvani, the storekeeper, placed his lamp outside, and now the camel walks by carrying flax, and it catches on fire from the lamp of the chenvani of the storekeeper, and now it burns the store, a chenvani chayev, the chenvani is liable for everything. That means to say he pays even for the flax. He had no, because it was negligent to leave a lamp outside. Rabbi Huda says, b'ner Chanukah, let's say the flax caught fire from Chanukah candles, which were at the entrance to the store, Pater, then the owner of the Chanukah candles is Pater, he's not liable, since he put it outside with permission, because it's a mitzvah to put your Ner Chanukah by the Pesach HaBayis, by the entrance to your home. Therefore, the halacha is that he's not liable. Wishing you a fantastic and amazing, wonderful Shabbos.